Okay, we're talking about the sixth center of the planet, and it's the Ajna center. And the main one, Ed pointed out, was the Nirmanakayas, which is go between Shambhala and the hierarchy. But there's also other centers that are representative of the third eye among in the planet. And on the lower levels, they are the pioneers of the human family, like the scientists, the thinkers, and the artists. These people are like the Ajna center among humanity. And then in the intermediate, it's the new group of world servers, of which we hope to be a part.
We are.
These are the advanced part of humanity that see the next avenue or area of advancement for humanity and are working toward humanity's next step. And then the next step up is the Nirmanakayas, which see the vision higher than the hierarchy and transmute intelligence from Shambhala to the hierarchy. And then the highest are the Buddhas of Activity. Does anyone know who the Buddhas of Activity are? There are three associates that advise Sanat Kumara. They are even more advanced than Sanat Kumara is, as far as evolution goes. But they came here to assist him to further their own evolution and also to assist. And so they give Sanat Kumara advice, and they transfer intelligence from other solar systems that's more evolved than us to Sanat Kumara and to Shambhala. So you have representatives of the third eye, the Ajna Center, among humanity, among the pioneers of the race, the advanced enlightened people, the new group of world servers, and then the Nirmanakayas between Shambhala and the hierarchy, and then the three Buddhas of Activity that transmit intelligence from other solar systems to this solar system. Okay, so it's an interesting correspondence there for that particular center.
Now, did they come from this planet, or did they come to this planet?
The three Buddhas of Activity? Uh-huh. No, they didn't come from this planet. They've never incarnated here. They achieved liberation in a previous solar system.
So do these ones also advise the leaders of the other planets too, or do they have their own Buddhas?
No, they're not tied to any of the planets here. They're just consultants to Sanat Kumara. And they transmit intelligence from higher spheres and other solar systems to Sanat Kumara.
Are they real?
And they're actually yeah, more evolved than Sanat Kumara is.
You wouldn't call them people. They're called existences.
So they have a body like ours?
No, not like ours.
He doesn't say anything about what kind of body they have. Sanat Kumara has a body made of the second ether, so maybe theirs is the first ether, I don't know.
DK does say they're more evolved, but that Sanat Kumara's path is on a higher evolution than theirs also. So there's like an esoteric evolution to Sanat Kumara's existence that actually projects him onto a higher plane. Something interesting like that is what he says.
Yeah, he says they have things to learn, and they're assisting Sanat Kumara for their own evolution and also to help us. But he did say that they're actually more ancient, more evolved in their own sphere than Sanat Kumara is, which is, I found, kind of interesting statement, because you would think that his associates would be less evolved than he is. But entities don't evolve completely evenly. I think in some areas Sanat Kumara is more evolved than them, and other areas they're more evolved than him. But they give him support and advice and transmit intelligence to him.
We like to think in linear terms, but the reality, things are holistic and different than things written on a page.
Yeah. Okay. Next we go into the sinners of the sinners. The sinners themselves have sinners. So the mineral kingdom has sinners within it. He hints that he tells us that an actual entity informs the mineral kingdom. And the dense mineral represents a different center than, for instance, the jewels, like diamonds and rubies and things like this. He points out that the different types of minerals represent different centers, but he doesn't give us hardly any information about the centers of the mineral kingdom. But here's our best guess on this. The base of the center of the spine of the earth would be like the center of the earth itself, because on us the fire starts at the center, at the base of the spine, the fire of life. And life on earth is due to the fire at the very center of the earth. It produces heat that enlivens the whole planet. So I would say the center, the base of the spine of the earth would be the fiery center of the earth itself. And then the sacral center of the earth would be, what do you think that would be?
Volcanoes?
What?
Volcanoes.
No, good guess. Anything else? Yeah, my guess is it would be the top layer of the planet from which living things grow, because the sacral center produces living bodies, okay? So I would suppose the sacral center of the earth would be the top part of the earth that causes things to actually grow.
That's called topsoil.
Yeah, the topsoil of the earth.
Topsoil.
Yeah. The solar plexus of the mineral kingdom, what would that be? Who said something?
I said the core.
The core was the...
The what?
Oh, you actually said that. Yeah.
There's oil in there somewhere.
Trees.
Yeah, the oil would represent kind of the lymph nodes that oils our body, kind of.
What does the solar plexus do again?
Okay, we're looking for the solar plexus. Remember, the symbol of solar plexus is emotion. And what's the symbol of emotion?
Water.
Where's water?
Oceans.
Right, so the oceans. The oceans would be the solar plexus of the planet.
There's seven major oceans.
Yeah.
That makes wind.
Seven major...
Of the physical planet. We're talking about the physical planet. Okay, the heart. What would be the heart?
Humanity.
That's a hard one, but the best guess on that, I would say, would include all the elements that are not metallic or gaseous would be... The heart.
Like all carbon?
Yeah, carbon would be part of it. Oxygen?
Sulfur?
Well, no, oxygen is a gas.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Organic chemicals?
Yeah, organic chemicals. Okay, the throat. I would say the throat.
The volcanoes would be the
metals. Would be the metals. Because the throat is a creative center, and we use the metals of the earth to create our cars and our computers and just about everything, you know. And the Ajna center, he does say that he gives one thing that's a center, and he says that's the jewels, and I would say the jewels would be the Ajna center. And the crown. What would be the crown center of the physical planet?
Clouds?
What?
Clouds?
Close, real close.
The atmosphere?
Atmosphere, right. That would be the atmosphere, okay? Because the crown is just above the head, above the body, and just above the body of the earth is the atmosphere. So I would say that would be the crown center. Okay. Next, we turn to the vegetable kingdom. What would be the seven centers in that? He gives us a couple hints. He says Re Tu is a beneficial influence expressing itself through cereals and flowers. Can understand flowers. Cereals sounds kind of odd. So flowers and grains would represent the heart center of the vegetable kingdom. Okay? Now, Ray 5, he says, is the life quality expressing itself through grasses, the smaller forms of vegetable life, and those which provide the green carpet whereupon the angels dance. Poetic phraseology there. So the grasses and everything represent Ray 5. Now the student can only guess at these divisions, but trees would be a definite one of the major seven divisions, as well as fungi, including mushrooms, and then in the ocean, then we have sea vegetables such as seaweed, algae, and plankton. All these would compose some of the major centers in the vegetable kingdom, but he doesn't give us enough details to figure out exactly where everything aligns. If anyone has any ideas here, I'd be happy to hear them.
I saw a special on Netflix on fungus. Yeah. Did you see that? Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
I understand it's the nervous system.
Of the trees and everything. The trees communicate through the fungus.
It's the nervous system.
And it was just uncanny how much is underneath the soil.
It is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And the communication that goes on underneath.
Well, I know fungus, like mushrooms, are really good for the immune system. Mm-hmm. So it could
and
be
the fungus
of
the mushrooms are of the flower. Of the fungus. So when it comes up, it, you know, pollinates.
The flower?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fungus and mungus?
Fungus and mungus.
It's not a flower.
No. I don't know what it is. So a plant is not an animal.
But that's how...
It's its own kingdom.
Yeah, but that's what penicillin is made of. Mm-hmm.